Joined by head coach Mike Bradbury here post-game. Coach, celebrating with the fans that made the road trip to Las Cruces. The first 10 minutes, how did you guys kind of snap out of that funk in that second quarter?
I mean, the first quarter, we just turned it over. Here was the thing. We were wound up and we were ready to play. Okay, so that's a good thing. Maybe a little too much. And we just turned it over too much. And then we fouled too much. Once we stopped, I mean, the second and third quarter when we really played and we played good defense and we didn't foul and we didn't turn it over, you know, it was really lopsided. I'm happy with the way we played. I'm happy with our attitude and the way we approached the game.
Hey, look at that second quarter. It ultimately outscored them 28-4. And what did you like just the flow of the offense, you know, getting stops in transition, but you also hit 5 3-pointers in the quarter?
Yeah, and some of those were in transition. I thought we really disrupted them, and that was what we had to do to have success. And you know, we did. We kept them from running offense. We were able to really control the boards, and that allowed us to control the game.
Now, Inez did not hit her first field goal until 7:35 in the fourth quarter. What did you think about just your defensive effort against her and the Aggies today?
Yeah, it was really good. Really good. We focused on her. Clearly, she was a focal point of ours, and our kids did a tremendous job of guarding her one-on-one and as well as following the plan and getting it out of her hands. The biggest thing was she turned it over 7 times, and we really disrupted her.
Now, Coach, you talk about embracing the moment, and you know, Tyler Jones had a good second quarter, and again, just these young players stepping up when you ask them to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, these guys have talent, and, you know, we get Kai Foster back, we're going to be even better. These freshmen and these new kids can play, and we just got to be a little patient with them, and, you know, it's new to them. But Tyler really showed what she could do today.
Lastly for you, Coach, you know, setting the tone to the returners. I know Destiny and Alyssa spoke after last game about how much it meant to them, and you see it celebrating with the fans and only playing your rival once. You know, how's it feel to come down here and get the dub?
It's good. You know, gets a bad taste out of our mouth. You know, we're now 12 in my 10 years, we're 12-4 against them. So we've had a lot of success, but last year not being one of those. We had a lot of new players last year. And when you play in this game, it means a lot to them, and it has to mean a lot to us. And you have to have people that have been around and been through it. And last year we had 10 out of our 13, or 11 out of our 13 were new. And they couldn't grasp and understand me when I told them this game was different. And it's hard to win this game when you have new players that don't get it. We have a lot of returners now, and they were able to deliver the message to the other new ones, and this is how you have to treat that game, and it's how we've done it for, you know, for 10 years.
All right, Coach, thank you.
Thanks, JJ.
Head coach Mike Bradbury with his post-game. Lobos victorious over the Aggies 77-45.